The training tonight is within the stories that you're going to hear. So, Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Awesome.
Hey, Michelle. Listen, the whole world knows who you are now, Michelle.
thank you so much for being willing to share your story and some parts of your journey here with Legal Shield. So why don't you start out by telling everybody, Michelle, a little bit about your background and how you came to Legal Shield.
Okay, well, like they said, first of all, thank you for having me on the call. I really appreciate it. I'm originally from the San Diego area, and back in the end of 2015, I relocated to the East Coast with my fiancé at the time. Very, very shortly after I got there, he up and left and left me and my two kids with a huge house payment to cover by myself. Very long story short, obviously I fell behind in all my other bills just trying to keep a roof over their head. I was working from home at the time. I was a nanny. I've always had to kind of do something from home just because being a single mom, I'm sure, you know, some of you can relate. Daycare is super, super expensive. It's basically a second mortgage. You know, I was babysitting from home, trying to make ends meet, and my car was repossessed twice in 2016 and was actually in the repossession department, and I was hiding my vehicle in my garage up until January of this year when I signed up for Legal Shield, and I signed up in December, but I didn't really start, you know, rolling with it until the beginning of January. And Susan Mercer is my best friend's mom, and I happened to be driving her to the airport. And she was kind of just telling me a little bit about, you know, why she was going on this trip. And I was super intrigued by how she got to travel and stuff with her work. And she got to, you know, be there for her granddaughter and stuff. So she got me signed up. And 2 months later, well, end of March, so almost 3 months later, you know, I quit babysitting and I'm doing this full time. Just last week, I was actually able to bring my car payment completely current. and that was an amazing feeling. So that's a little bit about.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is so awesome, Michelle. I mean, I can't even imagine. So thank you for sharing that. Because, you know, a lot of people can relate to that. Maybe their car's not being repossessed, but there might be upside down and other bills. And financial stresses are stressful.
And child care.
And child care, my goodness. And you have two children. So I'm so excited that you're on this journey with Legal Shield and so excited that you've received two of the bonuses so far and you're just doing so well. And I know this, as when I do the recognition tonight, team, you're going to hear this young lady is the top recruiter on the team last week. So I would love for you to talk about the five different people that you recruited and tell us a little bit about how you recruited them, because, you know, that's what everybody wants to know. So you can just start with any of them you want, and maybe start with Christy, because I know she was on your wasn't she on your private conference call that Susan did?
Yes, she was actually, and she was not interested at all.
I love this
kind
story.
Of funny. Yes, it's hilarious. I've actually known Christy since the third grade. So you know, you think that people that you are the closest to or that you've known the longest, you think that they'd jump on board just because they trust you, you know, but it just doesn't work out that way. And I'm sure we've all have experienced that. But yeah, Christy was on my PCC and, you know, she kind of was just like, you know, I'm not interested. I've heard about Legal Shield before. You know, I don't need the membership, you know, yada, yada, yada. And a month later, she wrote me and she was, you know, started asking questions about the membership because she was going through some personal things in her life. And, you know, so I just sent her over some tools, plugged her into Prospect, got her the information, and, she got her membership and then actually, you know, was just like, hey, you know, I'm starting up a business. She's a doula and she was starting up her own business. And, you know, somebody had told her, you know, you should consider selling it because, you know, a lot of these people that you're going to come across, you know, you're going to instead of referring them to Michelle to make her money, you know, you can tell them about the services and make the money yourself. And she was, you know, so she jumped on board that way. And I thought that was really cool because, you know, she was not interested at all in the beginning. And then she not only got the membership, but became an associate as well.
I love that. That is classic. That's awesome.
And she is on fire, by the way. She is
really
amazing. Yes, she is already rocking and rolling.
Now, where does she live at?
She's in Texas, and she actually she is a mother as well. She's got 7 kids.
Wow! Yeah.
And runs
well, they do
her
things
own
big
business.
In Texas.
What was that?
I say they do things big in Texas. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you're up near Wilmington, I guess. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
she's in Texas, and you were able to use Prospect to help you recruit her and get her on board.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yep, and then,
all right.
So, do you want me to just go down the list of the people
sure.
recruited this past week? Okay, cool.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. Cassandra is actually another longtime friend of mine out in California. After I left convention, I just had so much fire and energy in me. I seriously don't know how I made it home because I don't think I looked up from my phone once. So probably a bad thing, but Cassandra, you know, I wrote her. I know that she, you know, has been struggling as a single mom herself. And, you know, I know she's been watching my Facebook and, you know, all the positive things going on in my life. So I reached out to her and just said, hey, look, you know, I stumbled across this amazing opportunity that, you know, turned my life around in the last few months. You know, I'd love to share it with you. Do you mind if I send you a video? And she, you know, to let her know about it. And she was like, yeah, sure. And so I sent her Justin Peterson's new Download Your Freedom video. And, of course, you know, just like everybody has seen, it's amazing. And she's like, cool, you know, so what would I be doing? And then, you know, I just briefly told her about it and, plugged her into Prospect, got her a couple tools, and she signed up that night. So that's how she came on board. And then
that's
Tiffany.
Great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then Tiffany and Scott, I actually met them through Facebook, through a yard sale post that I had posted, just looking for good people. Wasn't any mention of any kind of monetary numbers or anything like that. It was basically just a post stating, you know, looking for some good people to promote a smartphone app that, you know, helps other people. I don't remember exactly what it had said, unfortunately. It was probably about a month back. And they ended up adding me on Facebook and didn't come on board right away. They kind of just, you know, I guess, stalked my Facebook for a little while. And then when I came back from convention, I hit him up again, and I was just like, hey, you know, just wanted to touch base with you again and, you know, kind of give him a little bit more information and just seeing where they were at. And they actually both ended up jumping on board last week, which was awesome. So that's
all right, let me ask you about that. Did you put them both into Prospect?
Yes, both were put in. I've put
all
everybody
right.
into Prospect.
Okay, good. And where are they living? Where's Tiffany and Scott?
Tiffany is in Wilmington, and Scott is stationed here at Camp Lejeune. He's a Marine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Awesome. Okay.
Lisa,
didn't mean to interrupt.
Ask you a question?
Yes.
She sent Justin Peterson's video, and he or she was excited about it, and then she said she followed up with a couple of tools. What were those tools?
I plugged her into Prospect. That way she had all the hard information. I always plug everybody into Prospect because giving them a video is awesome for that moment, but you want to still make sure that you're generating information to them, like letting the system do its work because it follows up for it.
You just put her in the opportunity campaign?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and when you followed up with videos, you didn't pick any particular resources. You just were letting the opportunity campaign send what it sent.
Correct. Unless
okay.
I know that
that's
the person, like, yeah, absolutely. Unless the person needs something in specific, like Christy, she's running her own home business. So I did pick a couple of, you know, resources in there to send her along with that. because the opportunity one wasn't going to give her everything that she needed for her business plan too. So I definitely added some in there for her. But that's the awesome thing about Prospect, you know, is that you have the option to, what's the word I'm looking for? To kind of customize what you want to give to them.
Oh, mm-hmm. I agree.
Good stuff. All right. And what about Brandy? How did she come on board?
Oh, yeah, Brandy. So Brandy is another friend of mine. She lives in Colorado. I know her originally from California. She relocated out there. Another single mom. She actually works at the jail for the police department. She called me probably like 3 weeks ago. And honestly, it was just like, what are you doing with your life? Because you look so happy. And, you know, last year she saw me going through all these crazy things. And unfortunately, I was that person, you know, posting things on Facebook that I probably shouldn't have, you know, just down in the dumps and miserable. She sees how positive I am now and how happy I am and that life is going great. And she called me and she was just like, I need to know what you're doing and I want in on it. Like, she didn't even care what it was. She was just like, I need to be a part of whatever that is that's making you so happy. That honestly was probably the best phone call I've ever received. Wow. It really, really helped just make me feel like I was doing something good. You know what I mean? And that I was making an impact on other people, even without them knowing what I was doing. Just seeing that somebody sees that there's better out there and they want it, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And you know, you in an earlier conversation, Michelle, you mentioned calling that attraction marketing on Facebook, which I think is a perfect term for what you've been doing. I mean, you've been sharing all the your life, your happiness, and your positiveness, and all of that. And so I can see how, you know, somebody would call you that knew you and knew what was going on in the past and saying, what's going on? I want in. I think that is fabulous. And just so everybody knows, in your profile, do you mention the word on Facebook? Do you mention the word Legal Shield?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, I want everybody to hear that because, you know, most of my friends are already in Legal Shield, but there's so many people who've been on Facebook prior to getting involved with Legal Shield, and you have a plethora of contacts and friends, and many people on the phone listening tonight do. So the recommendation is do not advertise Legal Shield at all on Facebook. Do the attraction marketing that you're hearing Michelle describe, and pretty much let them come to you. I just think that's so awesome. You know, the way that happened. And let's see, you mentioned something else, too.
Can I say something about that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So I don't knock people that have it written in their Facebook as, like, their, you know, employer or whatever. But my thing is what I've experienced, because when I first started out, I'm not going to lie, like, I did. I totally had Legal Shield on my page, and I was posting things that I probably should not have been posting, advertising about it, you know what I mean? And I realized very, very quickly that that was not working. So obviously, good. I started following other people like Justin Peterson, Matthew Root, you know, other millennials that were successful, you know what I mean? They say you can be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat. And these people didn't have any mention of Legal Shield on their page. You know, and the reason why I think it's really important to not have that on there is because then you're already telling people what you do, and people go and do their own research. And let's face it, when people do their own research, they don't always come up with the most credible sources. And they automatically presume what the business is without getting the full presentation. So I think that takes that, it takes that away, and it gives you the opportunity to still be able to tell people about it without them being like, oh, I already know what that is.
Yes, that is such a good point. I didn't even think about that aspect of it, but yeah, if you put that word out there, they're gonna Google it and find something nasty and think it's real and it's not. But you don't, you know. So smart girl, you learn so quickly. You know, yeah, you really did. And I know tonight when I talked to you earlier, you had to call me back because you were actually doing a three-way call, being the expert on a three-way call. And so, I mean, this, I just want to commend you and just tell you how proud we are of you, Michelle, because you've learned quickly the importance of staying within the system, everything from making the list to, you know, doing the follow-ups, using prospect and the events. I mean, this young lady, do you think it was easy for her to get to Oklahoma? She drove to Oklahoma and drove back with her two children and made it all work. That's amazing. And so are the big events just, and we're going to wrap it up because I know we need to move on here. Michelle, you've done so great tonight. But I want you to just share with everybody what the, and listen to, she doesn't just go to a business briefing. She's in between, her city, Holly Ridge, is in between two briefings. So she's actually going two different nights to briefings. She's at a briefing on Monday night and a briefing on Thursday night, depending on where her guests are closest to. So, you know, hats off to you. You are working the system. What do the events mean to your business, Michelle?
Everything. the events, like the briefings, are definitely, it's just that edification. You know, it's that third-party tool. Somebody else, it's a room full of people basically, you know, edifying you and the business. And especially with people that you don't know, that's super, super important. I feel like those are always like my best closers as opposed to, I mean, the three-way calls work, all of the tools work, but the briefings, I feel like when people are in front of the information and when they get to mingle with the other associates because we're so awesome, you know, it feels the deal because people want to be around positive people, you know, people who are normally looking for more income or, you know, are in a tough spot in their lives, you know, when they enter a room full of that kind of energy, it really helps just make them want to be a part of it, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree more. And you are maxing out using the systems. I'm so proud of you. And, Michelle, we're excited about your future. And Frank wants to say one more thing.
Michelle, I think you've done what we've talked about, and everybody on the phone knows it, that until somebody has seen what you've seen and heard what you've heard and read what you've read and meet the people doing the business, they really can't get a full picture of what Legal Shield's about. So the briefings and the prospect and the phone calls and the three ways and all that stuff, get them to hear it, get them to see some stuff. You send them stuff to read, and now they get a better picture of it, but instead of you just rattling all the time about that.
Absolutely.
And I think that, and Michelle, I think that your whole, just the way you sound, the hope in your voice,
the excitement in your voice.
All the single parents out there, you know, they need something like this. How many other single parents do you think are out there in the world that could stand to hear about this?
A lot. A lot.
Yeah, I agree, Michelle.
And y'all have heard us say forever, you know, we recruited single parents to go talk to other single parents, and we'd recruit teachers to talk to teachers and preachers to talk to people in their church. You know, never forget that there's people out there that really definitely need this thing, and they need somebody to give them some inspiration, and you are the one to do it. That's for sure.
I know it. Michelle, thank you so much. You've been phenomenal tonight. Hang on the line. If we have extra time, we may come back to you.
How old are your children?
Mason is 6 and Ethan is 12.
Wow, that is crazy. Okay. You were going to say something and I interrupted. Go ahead.
The
whole team thanks you and we're all proud of you.
And yes, and we were going to segue right into our team personal development segment tonight. And I might mention that Michelle was discussing some John Maxwell books with me that she is reading. So that's a part of her life as well. So I will tell you, she's textbooks. Go for the success here, and she's doing it. So tonight we are going to be going through part four, some comments on part four of this incredible book, Mel Robbins' 5-Second Rule. I've enjoyed that book so much. And so we have on the line with us tonight Mr. Corey Muhammad.
I think this is one of the books of the decade.
I think it is.
You know, every decade or so, a good book comes out that changes everybody's thinking, the way they operate their business, the way they operate their life. I honestly think that this Mel Robbins book is that that this decade.
In her rule, absolutely.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For those of you who are new on the line, Mr. Corey Muhammad is one of the Performance Family leaders. He is a network vice president. He is a $100,000 ring earner and one of the most respected
Millionaire Club member.
Yeah. One of the most respected people in all of Legal Shield. So, Mr. Corey Muhammad, thanks for being on with us.
Well, thank you all, and definitely enjoy the test. That was an incredible testimonial there. A lot of good things happening all throughout the world of Legal Shield. A lot of folks are, helping us to close the gap on these last associates that we need. I think the count is a little over 700, some odd. But I know a lot of us on the phone, we're just really, really working to get it done. But tonight, I had the opportunity to share with us the book from Mel Robbins and at the Oklahoma City Convention. That was my first time ever hearing her. I had heard a little bit about her, but it was my first time hearing her. So those of us that was there know she did a phenomenal job. And I want to cover part four, but the main thing, the whole idea behind this book is changing the mindset, changing the way we think. And we all know that, thoughts precede actions. And if we can understand that 80% of this business is mental, the skill set really isn't that much. It's not a lot of skills to learn, but, it's a mental shift that has to take place to build a successful Legal Shield business, to develop leadership and build leadership. So this 5-4-3-2-1 is a way to be able to change thought process and have us all focused on, taking charge of our situation, taking charge of our life, taking charge of all of that, and then some. And so each of these chapters, part four, is really – plainly, three chapters, and one of them is Stop Worrying, the other is Ending Anxiety, and the other is Beating Fear. Again, Stopping Worrying, Ending Anxiety, Beating Fear. Some of the comments that I have from that is one of the things that Mel said is that confidence is a skill. And think about that, everyone. Oftentimes when people ask what skills we have, not a lot of folks may say confidence, but confidence is a skill. But not only is it a skill, it's a skill, according to what Mel was saying, it's a skill that we develop by practicing habits that challenge us, practicing habits that challenge us against something we may not be used to doing. And so worrying, she had mentioned how a study was done and that most people, when they got into let's just say the golden years, that said that if one thing they could change in their lives, it would have been to stop worrying so much. And Mel kind of centers this whole book around her fear that she had prior to discovering this 5-4-3-2-1, her fear of flying, her anxiety, and other things that she had challenges with. And she mentions about how to make the mind work for you and being able to overcome negative self-talk. And so I like to just share that with all of us. I'll say one more 2 points on chapters of the next chapter and the one after that, and then close it up with this. The next part, dealing with anxiety, chapter 13, and she just lays it out, because oftentimes when we are identifying what anxiety is, some people can identify with it more than others. Some of us on the phone may even have some challenges with it here and there. But she said anxiety is what happens when the habit of worrying spirals out of control. So anxiety is what happens when a habit of worrying. So a habit is a worry, or a worry is a habit, so to speak. So this is what happens when it gets out of control. And so one of the things she mentioned is understanding and then reframing what it is that we may be feeling anxious about, what it is that a person may have anxiety about, learning how to reframe that. Now, all this is going to make sense in a second. If it hasn't yet, I want to encourage everyone to definitely get the book. I'm actually doing it via Audible, but it's just a great book to be able to have, to be able to listen to help us grow. And then that last part, beating fear, learning how to beat fear. And so one of the great lessons that she gives, of course, all of this is predicated on the 5-4-3-2-1, but one of the key things that she mentions is learning how to have an anchor thought. Just having a thought that allows us to be able to anchor and create an anchor thought. And she used the example of flying. She was very, very afraid of flying, but she began to have an anchor thought, like, where am I flying to? Why am I going? Maybe it's to go spend some time with this family person. Maybe it's an adventurous trip. So she used the time to focus her mind and anchored it on the positive instead of course, the worry-ation of it. So how do we tie all this into our Legal Shield business? Well, she did a great job, again, at the convention. A lot of us walked away thinking about the 5-4-3-2-1 with just simple decisions. John and Elizabeth Gardner trains a lot about how to plan our day before we started, plan it the evening before. Brian Tracy trains on that as well, and so many others. But if you're ever like I was, sometimes I've been good at that, sometimes I haven't. But again, it's a change of just a mental shift of the 5-4-3-2-1. So here's what I like to give us all. We're challenged to recruit more. We're challenged to grow our business. We're challenged to meet prospects. We're challenged to follow up with the prospects that we meet. Some of them are friends, family. Some of them are people that we don't know. I had an associate early that sat down with someone, and, you know, unfortunately, we're not able to get really the three-way call in, but this person is in another part of the country, and they're fairly new, and they were a little nervous. You know, they just told me they didn't feel like they did a good job doing a sit-down, and we didn't get to do a three-way call. And they said they were a little bit nervous. And so I just shared some of the things from the 5-4-3-2-1 book. But here's what I would suggest to all of us. When we were there, when you're at the convention and you're seeing people walk across the stage as executive director, when we see these four new performance club trips that are out there, four different opportunities every 90 days to win a trip, when we see the new people achieving the $50,000 ring, $100,000 ring, or even more, when we're seeing all these different achievements that people are getting, let that be an anchoring thought. I don't know. Everyone's goal is different that's on this call. We like to call it your why. See, really, your why really becomes an anchoring thought, an anchoring reason. This is why we get the why right up front. So I would sum it up to say that 5-4-3-2-1 fits in all the different areas, like the part before part four. Part three talked about health and changing our health, and we know that Teresa Coyne trains a lot on that. So 5-4-3-2-1 on all decisions, when it comes to anxiety any of us may feel in the business, when it comes to exposing, because the number one fear that people have when building this business is a fear of rejection and, you know, things of that sort. We can learn to be able to use anchoring thoughts on what it's going to be like to get that double up bonus, what it's going to be like to be able to achieve the next rank level, what it'll be like to increase and grow higher in the business. And we learn how to borrow from the beauty of tomorrow to get through the activities of the day. And the beauty of tomorrow is whatever goals we have and achieving those goals that allow us to be able to 5-4-3-2-1, take off and move forward in the business. It may not happen right away, but it'll happen the more we practice it. It's a habit, and that habit will become a skill. Before we know it, we'll be able to, you know, not just hear this in theory, but use it to change our lives, as I'm using it to focus in certain areas and certain points of my life. So thank you guys for having me on. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, great job. Thank you so much, Mr. Muhammad.
And I love your mindset of borrowing from the beauty of tomorrow. Is that something you came up with?
That's awesome.
No, actually, I didn't. You know, personal development is all of what it is, a mentor in this business, another mentor in the industry trained me on that maybe 18 years ago, and it stuck with me.
I'm telling you, that is a great saying. I mean, what a mindset. Barring from the beauty of tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day, and you never know who you're going to meet and what's going to happen.
Isn't that great?
Barring from the beauty of tomorrow. I think that is a good mindset right there.
And speaking of those four trips, Corey, thank you so much for posting on our Performance Family Facebook page the brand new Performance Club website. Oh, my gosh. And I don't think Frank's even seen it. Look at this, Frank. It is amazing. So you're going to get excited about the four different trips. You're going to understand how to do it. Everything is here, and it is amazing. So
Jamaica.
Yeah. So have fun looking at that tonight.
Ms. Muhammad, thank you so much. You did an excellent job as normal. We appreciate it. And I hope everybody got as much as I did out of that.
I
think the anchoring thought
is great.
If you have your anchoring thought before you know, getting in that situation.
Right. You know what
then when you do the 5-4-3-2-1,
mm-hmm.
You know what mine's been?
What?
Walking on the beach out in the Trunk Bay.
I like that one.
I mean, anytime I get thinking something I shouldn't be thinking, you know, or going in a different direction.
That's
I
your
do
anchoring
that.
Thought?
That's one of them, yeah.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And then singing Zippity-Doo-Dah is another one.
Okay.
It just gets me in a different mood. But barring from the beauty of tomorrow.
I like that.
Wow, Corey, that was good.
That was great. And listen, there's
I need three or four anchors sometimes to get out of a thought.
So I have some recognition to talk about tonight, and not just the usual recognition. This is unusual recognition.
Look at this.
It's getting more usual, though, for the team, I have to say that. So the company sends out that wonderful newsletter every Sunday. And I'm telling you, if you don't save that and read it, of course, they're all archived in your back office, too. So if you lost it in your email, go into your back office and get the archived newsletters and review them, because there's so much important information in every single one of those and incredible recognition. So the Power Team, which is open volume business done by an executive director down to the next executive director, we had some people from the team on that list. So I want to recognize fifth place, Kaylin Blanchard, in not performance family, in the entire Legal Shield family across the nation in 50 states and four provinces of Canada. So Kaylin Blanchard is fifth place, tied with fifth place with Mark and Jennifer Riches, which is an honor to be there with, you know, tied with them for sure, with organizational recruits for March. So way to go, Kaylin, I'm telling you. And then for organizational sales, we have two team members there. Nancy Chaconis is fifth place out of California, and John and Elizabeth Gardner are fourth place. Oh, my goodness, is that fantastic or what? So congratulations from the team to all of you who were recognized nationwide. Top producers for our organization for last week, March 13th through 17th. Third place goes to Michael Johnson. Second place goes to Daryl and Ginger, and I don't have, Daryl Wright. I'm so sorry. These are our initials here, Daryl Wright. And first place goes to Sierra Parker. Congratulations for being the top producer last week on the team. And then the top recruiters last week. We had a big tie. Tons of people recruited. I'm telling you, this is awesome. This is the way to grow your business in the long term is to recruit. We had a tie from seven people for third place. So real quickly, congratulations for being third place in recruiting on the team. For last week, Robert Glover, Whitney Overstreet, Patricia Pickett, Gary Wozdeck, Lee Van Epps, Garland Petty, and Dominique Tapler. Second place goes to Ian McAllister, and first place, you know who that goes to, Michelle Gerton for last week. And we want to recognize these people for advancing last week. This is so, so awesome. I love this. So we have some new senior associates. Let's congratulate Lee Van Epps, Haley Cooksey. All these are new senior associates. Hopefully every single one of them got a bonus or a double bonus. Kendall and Jackson, Robert Glover, Casey Robinson, Dylan Smith, Thomas Carlson, Thunder Caraba Miles. And I apologize. I'm sure I mutilated that name. Charlotte Shields, Martin Yanez, Garland Petty, Lisa Hobbs, Michael Jennings, Megan Clark, Tammy Bernados, Jermaine Timms, Andrew Durfee, and Robert Morris. All have taken that most important step to uprank the first time. If you can achieve that, then just keep duplicating it. You'll get to platinum. Two new managers on the team, Sierra Parker, congratulations, as well as John Davis. A brand new senior manager, the bonuses are getting bigger here, Christopher Delaney, congratulations. And a new director out of South Carolina, Ryan Morris. How about that, Ryan? Way to go. What a week, and I'll tell you, we've got a few more days to take advantage of the double-up bonuses, and I'm going to end the call. Frank may have something to say, but I just want to, some of you dialed in. I saw you. You dialed in after we started, and so I want to make sure everybody knows the rules for getting the double-up bonus. It does end Friday. Now, we're crossing our fingers that we'll have 2,000 new associates by Friday, but we don't know that, so right now, we're not there. So all online applications have to be entered by 2 p.m. Central Standard Time to count. Remember, Legal Shield operates like our banks do. You do business with them in the afternoon, and it counts on the next day. It doesn't count for that day. Well, Legal Shield's the same way. They close business in the middle of the afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central for online applications. And all paper applications have to be uploaded in your back office by noon Central Standard Time to count for March 24th. There you go. Back to you,
Brian. Oh, that's wonderful. Brian from Video Tomorrow.
I know. I love that.
Hey, listen, I want all of you to take hope in this. I had an event happen to me today that I had sat down and talked to a gentleman about two or three times about Legal Shield years ago. And, you know, he decided to do nothing, went off and did some other stuff. Showed up at an event I was at today and with another Legal Shield associate. and signed up with that other Legal Shield associate, and I was really happy for him. And it happened this time; it happened to be somebody on our team, thank God. But it doesn't matter, you know, if you talk to somebody about Legal Shield and 3 or 4 months later they show up with somebody else and sign up. I know you're disappointed sometimes. We've had that happen how many times?
How many times? Countless.
Just countless times. And
if you recruit a lot, it's going to happen.
Yeah, the timing wasn't right when you talked to them. And, you know, when they do sign up, be happy for them. You know, just be thrilled for them that they're with the company. They're going to change a lot of lives. You know, hopefully they'll sign up with somebody in your organization. But if they don't, you know, still make sure you say congratulations. Your whole life is getting ready to change.
Make them feel good about
it. And make them feel really good about it. And, you know, keep the harmony in the entire organization, because, we know, we're in meetings with people from other organizations and stuff. So, you know, I know it bothers you. It would bother anybody. But you don't want to do that. You don't want to get disharmony in the organization. So.
And I'd like to end, Frank, with how I opened the meeting last night. I don't know if you were in the room, but here's what I think. We've got a lot of millennials on the call and a lot of millennials in the organization. And, you know, Justin Peterson's new and Nick Odom's new video is phenomenal. I mean, it is attracting millennials. I don't know how anybody, not a millennial even, can look at that and not be interested in what's going on. So I think that millennials are articulating better than any other generation what they like.
They communicate all day long. That's what they do.
Yes. And by this, this is what I mean. I know that it's been said many times that millennials are looking for freedom and they're looking for purpose in life, to get up excited about what they're doing and being really valued for what they're doing, having a noble cause. And we need all of that here. And here's what I believe. I believe we all want that. I believe an 80-year-old wants those things. We just haven't been articulating it near as well as these incredible millennials are doing. So I want to be.
And I think one of the reasons is, and I won't comment about this because I commented last night at dinner. It used to be that I would have to introduce people to Jim Rohn or all these people. Rich dad, poor dad. This millennial generation, I mean, they know who these people are. They've been watching them on the internet. Last night, I don't know, it was 4 or 5 or 6, you know, brand new millennials sit to distance. I say we had 40-something people there last night, just after the meeting. And all of them knew about, you know, Ask Gary Vee. I mean,
wow.
There's not a 40-year-old in this country, unless he's really sharp, that knows that where that website is. And they want to know if, you know, we really did know Jim Rohn and all those people.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to talk to these kids because they're trying to improve themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching a lot of stuff on the internet. And it was just a joy last night to sit down and listen to these kids, because I didn't have to do that. And then when they, like a lot of these kids have been watching Gary Vee and all the other stuff that we send people to, Jim Rohn and stuff. And then when they came to a Legal Shield meeting, it all made sense.
Mm-hmm.
They finally found that vehicle that could produce that result they wanted, because those books don't specifically tell you, you know, what company or anything. Like Rich Dad, Poor Dad just explained, you know, self-employed, employee, investor, and business owner. But then when they see it and understand they really can't set up an asset that's going to surround them and that nothing can penetrate, they understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just thrilled. I wish we were starting all over again, because they get it. They really do get it.
I know. Gosh, y'all, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. We had a great call, great help, great participants on the call. And we just can't tell you how much we appreciate every single one of you. And I hope you all earn double up bonuses.
Yeah, next week I think it's John and Elizabeth going to do this. And
uh-huh.
You guys got a treat coming. They're always great at what they do.
Absolutely.
Thank you for our host tonight.
You did a great job. And Michelle Gerton, once again, thank you so much for pouring out to the team.
And Mr. McCord Muhammad, thank you for taking time to put together
this incredible comment. Mm-hmm.
And team, thank y'all for all you do. And we want y'all to have a great end of the month. Bye-bye now.